We're happy to have Stan Seger, the president of the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club, back with us again this year. And, of course, this is upon the occasion of the, I guess it's an extravaganza, swap meet, sale. Stan, what are you are calling this event exactly?
Well, we call it the Kutztown Radio Show.
I missed the obvious.
Right, and it's a show but also a sale where dealers can bring radios to sell and people can come to buy.
And these are not just, you know, your run-of-the-mill radios. These are vintage radios, vintage electronics, ham gear, anything of radio nature, right?
That's correct. It's mostly traditional AM radios from the 20s up through the 60s or so.
Uh-huh.
But it also includes televisions, ham gear, phonographs, anything related to radios in a very general nature.
Uh-huh. Now, my wife, Susan, has been looking for literally years for a pink GE clock radio. Very nostalgic for her. She had one sitting on her desk by her bedside when she was a kid, and she's been looking for one for a long time. Is this the kind of thing she might find there?
She very well might. In fact, I remember talking about this last year, and
she's still looking.
Actually found one, but what was in pretty rough condition, so she wanted to wait for a better condition one,
which
was a wise choice. But yes, those types of radios are certainly there, along with just about anything you could imagine.
Okay, now, the show starts today, Friday and Saturday, and do you have the hours, or you want to give us the directions, or you know all the particulars?
Well, first hours, one interesting thing about our show is there are no official starting hours, because that sort of makes people try to get there earlier than the next guy. But generally, people arrive Friday morning bright and early, pretty much at the crack of dawn. And we staff our table to sell things as a club at noon. But really, things start early in the morning Friday and go on through the evening till dark. And then Saturday, same thing. It starts bright and early and goes on till about 3 or 4 p.m. on Friday, or on Saturday.
And this is at Kutztown behind the farmer's market, right?
Where right, it's at Renninger's, which is an antique farmer's and antique market.
Right, so you
and
could
behind
kill
there, they have two very large pavilions. So it's outdoors, but it's under roof. And it's right outside of Kutztown on Noble Street. Most people from the area are familiar with where Renninger's
so
is.
You could kill two birds with one stone. You could stop in at the farm market as well. That's open on Friday and Saturday, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, my wife does that each year. She gets some vegetables and plants and that kind of thing at
there
the May
go.
Auction.
So there's something for the wife to do.
Are for sale.
Fantastic. And yet, now, I was talking to Mark, and he told me that there's going to be some auctions on Friday night at 7 o'clock where people can come and bring consignment items and things like that. Is that correct?
Right, we've always had an auction on Saturday, but this year at the May show we're having a Friday night auction held by a man named Richard Estes from Ohio. He's a well-known radio auctioneer, and it's designed to attract quality items, more expensive, more valuable, and more rare radios. It's indoors. It's air conditioned, although it won't be that warm this year. But we have two auctions now. The Friday is for quality, higher-end items, and we still have our one on Saturday like we've always had at noon, where we'll accept almost anything. And yes, the public can bring radios to sell at either of those, although the Friday night auction, the quality one, we're only accepting things that we think will sell for more than $25.
Uh-huh. Well, last year I purchased a Philco cathedral-type table radio that it was just beautifully restored, and I've got it sitting in my living room right now. And just exactly the same kind of radio that I listen to, Gunsmoke and Arch Obler and Lights Out and stuff like that when I was a kid. So it's really great, and I know that they sell lots of those types of radios there for sale as well.
Right, that's kind of the classic style that people think of when they think of an antique tube radio.
Right.
It's a tabletop and kind of looks like an arched church window in shape almost.
Yeah.
And quite nostalgic, you're right.
Yeah, well, I saw some that were restored beautifully, and then others you can buy sort of in the rough state and refinish them yourself if you're of that mind.
Right. Most collectors like myself are looking for radios that are untouched so they can restore them the way they want and keep them as original as possible. On the other hand, people like yourself, perhaps, that aren't true collectors and want to restore something themselves, they're looking for something that's ready to go, that's all been electrically restored and ready to plug in and play at home.
Right,
so there's
exactly.
both sides of that coin available.
Now, is there anything at the auction or at the sale for ham radio or shortwave enthusiasts?
That's definitely a smaller part of the auction, but yes, there's some of that there. You know, I'd say maybe 10% of all the stuff there is ham related. So, but there's so many dealers there that, you know, a ham person would definitely find enough to spark their interest.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that sounds great. I'm going to definitely show up, so I hope I see a lot of listeners out there as well. By the way, there's also going to be a steak dinner, I heard, that's open to the public on, I guess that's tonight, 5 to 7, that's what Mark told me.
Right, we have a vendor that comes and cooks steak dinners, and the public can buy tickets, and we've done that for a number of years, and the steaks are always really good, so it's been pretty successful, so you can even have dinner there.
Well, that sounds great. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to visit us here, Stan. And I just will send the invite out to everyone listening. Please, if you have the time or the inclination, stop by Kutztown behind the farm market Friday and Saturday, and you're going to have a good time.
That's great.
Okay, Stan.
Look forward to seeing everybody.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ted.
Right. Bye-bye.
So long.